Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. SiriusXM Channel 159 will welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily on the Sports Grid radio networks. A lot of stuff to unpack this evening. Countdown to the National Football League draft is on. Rick Saratella will step up and in. We'll start to crunch more numbers, take a look at the props. It's time to start firing them off right now. It's also time to start getting our Major League Baseball futures in. We've got a couple of futures in. We look to put more in, and we'll break it down. George Kurtz will step up and in and join us this evening. News from the National Hockey League world. Ottawa Senators owner Eugene Melnyk passes away. Long-time illness, 62 years old. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. We talked about it the other night with Taylor Hawkins passing away, the drummer of the Foo Fighters. And it doesn't matter what walk of life you're in. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter whether you're doing big fat lines in a hotel room on a Hard Rock tour or whether you're a 62-year-old, you know, multimillionaire that owns a hockey team. Tomorrow was promised to no one. All right. And Mr. Eugene Melnyk, may he rest in peace. 62 years old only. I don't know, if you're younger, you're thinking only, but as I stated, you know, rich man, 62. Money can't buy you immortality. And so, you know, and listen, Eugene Melnyk is criticized over the years, often as owner of the Ottawa Senators, but whatever, man. If you own any team, you know, you're going to get criticized no matter who you are at some point in time. And really, truth be told, I don't even want to go down this road because it's kind of depressing and I don't want to see it happen, is you have to wonder about the Ottawa Senators' future. Not a lot of people are saying, you know what, let's put a multi-billion-dollar operation in Ottawa. People in Canada aren't investing in Ottawa. So you think people around the world are thinking, I really want to go to Ottawa and invest in that hockey team that people always complain about. You got to appreciate what you have sometimes, you know, because when it's gone, you might realize how good it was. So yeah, rest in peace to Eugene Melnyk, owner of the Ottawa Senators. Very generous man, too, a philanthropist. Donated a lot of money to different causes. So may he rest in peace. George Kurtz steps up and in. We'll talk NHL hockey, Major League Baseball with Kurtz. Rick Saratella joins us. Keith Smith. We'll talk NBA with Keith Smith. Celtics blog, Spot Rack. Front office, you know, I mean, did a million different sites. Keith Smith, a great NBA analyst, insider. We'll talk Boston Celtics basketball and Eastern Conference basketball. So Boston Celtics were dealt a pretty big blow today with Robert Williams being, you know, listen, he's going to need surgery. He's going to be out for a while. Is he going to be back? We'll get into this. What does it mean for the Boston Celtics moving forward? Everybody talks about Tatum. Everybody talks about Brown. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you can't just win with two dudes.
the Toronto Raptors won tonight because of one dude against the Boston Celtics. And that one dude's name is Pascal Siakam. Put some damn respect on his name. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. This is Sports Rage. I am RNC. Let's do this thing. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Sports Byline, Sports Map, Armed Forces Radio Networks, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. We have a full house here this evening. There's a lot of stuff to unpack. It was a big night in the NBA tonight as these games are starting to count. They're getting real. And playoff positioning has begun. The Cleveland Cavaliers win, but Orlando cover. The Chicago Bulls lose to the New York Knicks, which means the Toronto Raptors have now moved into fifth place in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors have been dancing with the play-in tournament all season long, and suddenly the Raptors have won 9 of their last 11 games after a epic, dramatic win over the Boston Celtics tonight. A game that you would have thought the Raptors would have rolled in because the Celtics stars didn't play, but you know how the NBA is. Nothing's ever easy, and it is a very unpredictable league. But the Chicago Bulls suddenly have problems, so we'll get you caught up to date as far as the updated playoff positions and standings are concerned. Because as we stated, this thing's getting real, man. All right, like seriously, there's like a week and a half left of the NBA regular season. We're going to be watching NBA playoff basketball. Like I said, in less than 3 weeks. There's like 8 games left, 9 games. So it's like 2 weeks. And then it's like April 10th, 11th type deal. And then they go into the play-in tournament. So we're not all that far off, Ed. The time is now, right? The time is now to start winning basketball games, and the time is now to avoid the play-in tournament. I don't know what I don't know how much seeds are really going to mean this year in the NBA. It seems like anybody can beat anybody. But we'll break it down. Keith Smith will step up, and then we'll talk NBA with Keith Smith. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible. It's time to start pulling the trigger on the NFL Draft props. And it's a month away right now, all right? It's technically, you know, it is a month away. We're going to be in Las Vegas for this draft. We're also going to be in Las Vegas Thanksgiving weekend. But we'll give you details about that and why we're going to be there. And I'll tell you what, it's super cool. Speaking of super cool, man. Man, the Women's March Madness, off the hook. Insanity. UConn win a thriller. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! The Monday Night Meltdown, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Let's do this thing. Keith Smith will step up, and in a couple of minutes' time, we'll talk NBA basketball. George Kurtz will talk baseball, NFL, NHL hockey. We're getting some college basketball talk. Get you updated with the numbers. We have NIT action tomorrow. There was college basketball tonight with the TBC. NBA basketball is getting real, as I stated, especially in the Eastern Conference. The standings, they're changing every night, man. In which, like, Boston are going from, like, first place to fourth place. You know what I mean? Miami were the one seed, and they're hanging on for dear life right now. Except we never really know, because the coaches will never tell you publicly who they really want to play, right? Because I guarantee you, right? They know,
right? It's like anything. Anybody that's played any sports knows, right? We don't want to play that team, right? No, that team's better than us, right? Or this team gives us problems. And they're not going to say it publicly, or they're also not going to say, yeah, we want to get those guys because we know we'll beat them, right? No one's going to say this, so you never really know. So I think everybody right now, it's a tough spot, as I stated. No one's getting an easy matchup. We'll put it that way. Nobody's going to be getting an easy matchup. All right, so the Chicago Bulls are an interesting team because the Bulls were winning so much to start the season, but we realize you caught on as far as the Bulls are concerned. They don't beat teams that are good. And, you know, the Bulls have had a lot of injuries. Reality is settling in right now for the Bulls. They're going in the wrong direction at the wrong time of the year right now. So, and I tell you what, you know, similar situation for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Right, the Cavaliers have a target on their back now. People know that they're good. The Cavaliers have a ton of injuries on a nightly basis that they've been dealing with. It's amazing that they've absorbed it and then fought through the injuries that they've had. But at the same point in time, Cleveland is trending in the wrong direction at the wrong time right now. Meanwhile, the Toronto Raptors have suddenly just skyrocketed from the play-in tournament into a fifth-place tie with the Chicago Bulls. They're a game ahead of the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs have the tiebreaker over the Raptors, and the Bulls have the tiebreaker over the Raptors as well. And I want to talk about Pascal Siakam, since nobody else will nationally on any of these shows. But, see, you know, the run of Siakam is on right now. You know, one of the hottest players. Listen, if you're a prop player and you're tuning in to Game Time Decisions, then listen, we played him tonight over 21.5 points. He finished with 40. We should note, he only took 29 shots, too. Some of these dudes score a million points. Yeah, he took a million shots. 17 to 29 from the field, 40 points, 13 rebounds, 3 steals. You know, stepping up with, like, massive defensive plays late in the game, hitting clutch free throws. Raptors down too late, needs to hit the free throws, hits the free throws. And it's not just tonight. And it's an incredibly consistent run that Siakam is on right now. And the midst of the public perception is almost pathetic and comical as far as Siakam is concerned. What was it? So 3 years ago, the Raptors won the title. 3 years ago, the Raptors won the title, and Siakam was like this boy wonder that everybody was loving. He went to the All-Star game, and the Raptors win the title. The following year, the Raptors, they lose Kawhi Leonard. The season gets shut down. They play in the bubble, and they go to 7 games with the Boston Celtics. Did Siakam play well? No. By his standards, no. He didn't play well in that one playoff series. And then people went hard after him. Oh, he's terrible. And then they say now that he's back to his all-star form. Yet, the numbers have been the exact same the whole time. When he went to the All-Star game, he scored like 22.8 points a game. In the off year in which he completely sucked, he scored 21.9 points. That gets you the exact numbers. Like, yeah, he scored 1 point less per game. And now it's like, oh, well, now he's back to his form. It's like, why? Because he's scoring 23 now or 22.5. So this is like, you know, the public perception, like I said, NBA takes, basketball takes are the worst. They are the worst of them all. Each sport fan is annoying in their own right, right? Like each sort of league has its, each league has its sort of like, you know, annoying traits about fans. Basketball, they're just it's the whackedest. Like, yeah, basketball takes are terrible. You know, these young kids online and stuff think because one dude hits a shot one night that they're an all-star and they're great and stuff, and then they chew them up and they spit them out. They think great players suck. Like, basketball takes are bad. Like, bad. Yeah, you know I mean, it's like going to a barbershop, you know what I mean? Or you're in a sports bar and you hear people talking. It's like, oh, my God, like, this is bad stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be in the sports book sometimes, man, at the Meadowlands, and I hear people talking, and I just think to myself, I'm like, well, this is why they make $350 million a month, because of people's bad opinions. because people are morons. But NBA is bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the bad takes, bad opinions. NHL fans are annoying because they all think they know it all. Right? Like, NHL fans are a bunch of just, like, tool bags that can't even, like, lace up a pair of skates if you offer them $5 million. But they'll tell you what's wrong with the Leafs, let me tell you. Right? Oh, this guy should do this, he should do that. It's like, bro, you can't even skate, right? So, I'd back off. Everybody sucks. Hockey fans are the most negative. Canadians, people think Canadians are, like, nice, friendly people. They're not. They're miserable. They're miserable protesting that, you know what I mean, that, you know, they have to wear a mask in Tim Hortons. So they live in a dictatorship, and then they just bitch about their hockey team 24/7. Every announcer sucks. Every goalie sucks. Every player sucks. Everybody sucks. No, you suck. You're watching them. They're not commenting on your life. You're commenting on their life. Any other fans I should rip? So, yeah, there you go. Football, NFL, I always found NFL is, like, the most sane. Like, football is not really all that complicated, right? Like, football's not very nuanced. You can be a jackass and kind of know, if you watch football, what's going on in the league. You're not going to be a good better at it, but you know what I mean? You're kind of, you know, you can, football is a little bit different. In basketball, like, people just don't get it. Like, people don't get the big picture. People don't understand the nuances of the game, what players bring to, what players bring. But I find it amazing, man. Like, when I just see, like, basketball takes online and stuff, it's like, oh, God. It's, like, just, like, terrible. Makes me not want to go online for, like, you know, if anything will get me off of social media. And now, wait for the NBA playoffs. Like, the NBA playoff takes. And, you know, this, and Siakam is a classic example of it. All right, so, I don't know. Like, if you just don't like him, you don't like him, fine, but... And even, like I said, every network, like, all, like, the, you know, these sites and on Twitter and stuff, they'll post, like, oh, this guy had a big night in the NBA, and, oh, look, this guy had 23 points tonight. Wow. Right? Oh, my God. It's the same thing. Listen, Siakam's not the only one, and you'll notice there's a pattern here. Basically, like, they're not American. That's what it comes down to. If Giannis was American and Giannis was from New York or L.A. or something, there'd be a freaking statue of him outside of, like, you know what I mean, every stadium.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm in every TV studio. Like, Giannis is the best player in the league. Why? Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, well, no. Let me repeat. Giannis is the best player in the league. Unfortunately, the media don't talk about him. He plays in Milwaukee, so I guess it doesn't exist. The media's NBA takes are even worse than the jackasses on Twitter.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Monday Night Meltdown continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, Sirius XM Channel 159. We're breaking it down up and down the coast. Let's do this thing. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The 50,000-watt juggernaut. The loudest station in the nation. Let's talk NBA basketball right now. Let's talk about one of the hottest teams in the National Basketball Association and a team that people talked about negatively a lot earlier in the year, but... I don't know, the praise certainly hasn't been as loud as the critique was earlier in the year. Keith Smith steps up and in, of course, at Celtics Blog, at Front Office Show, at Spot Rack, and of course, at Keith Smith NBA on Twitter. Keith, it's always a pleasure, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So listen, man, we always appreciate you taking the time to be with us. It's March Madness right now, but I'm fired up for the NBA playoffs and the play-in tournament and all the jockeying that is going on right now. Boston have been absolutely lighting it up. So, you know, nobody played tonight. So, you know, forget about tonight's game against the Toronto Raptors. But I wanted to ask you, people don't talk about Robert Williams. People talk about Brown. People talk about Tatum. People will talk about Smart, etc. They don't talk about Robert Williams, but just how important is this guy to their rim protection, to what they do defensively? How big of a loss is this for the Boston Celtics moving forward?
Yeah, huge loss for them. They have good depth up front, but Robert Williams is really special in what he brings to them, especially on the defensive end. Well, what they've done is they had transitioned to this defense where Al Horford was actually guarding the opposing center, and then they put Williams on whoever the weakest shooter was of all the players that were left, because Smart, Tatum, and Brown are interchangeable defensively. They can all guard whoever. So what they would do is put Williams on that weak shooter and then let him kind of roam and float. That gave them almost an extra rim protector, because he was always coming kind of from that weak side or from, you know, nowhere to help out at the rim. And then offensively, he's probably, if he's not the best, he's right near the top of the best vertical threats in the league as far as the guy who can get up at the rim. He creates a lot of second chance opportunities for Boston. So this is a pretty big loss. There's some hope that maybe, you know, things can, you know, we'll see. Sometimes these meniscus tears, we saw with Joel Embiid, he was able to play through it in last year's playoffs. So that's maybe the hope here with Robert Williams, but right now it's too early to know.
So let me ask you, Keith, they played themselves into the top seed. How important is that? And it seems to me this year is a little different in the Eastern Conference. It's such a demolition derby. Like, basically, yeah, you might, you know, you could end up with the top seed, let's say hypothetically, like Miami or Boston. You might play the Brooklyn Nets in the first round. So it's not like, oh, yeah, this is great. Hey, this is awesome. And now Kyrie Irving is back. When I look at the Eastern Conference, I think, I'm like, man, anybody could almost beat anybody. Like, I don't know, like, if it, you know, like, put it this way. I'm a Raptor fan, Keith, so I'm looking, and I'm like, all right. Oh, look, the Raptors get into the sixth spot. Great. You play the Milwaukee Bucks. That's fun, right? Like, if not, it's like, I don't want to play the Boston Celtics in the playoffs from the Raptors' perspective. From Boston's perspective, how important is seeding? And I wanted to ask you, is there a team from the Celtics' perspective that they would rather play or not play? You cover this team. You see them. From your perspective, yeah, you don't want to play. You know, the Celtics don't match up, you know, they always lose to this team per se in the first round. What do you think about the seeding, and does it matter? How does it play out?
Yeah, I think the seeding is important to an extent. I mean, clearly, you in general, you want the best seed you can get, because that's going to give you home court advantage in the most rounds as long as you keep advancing, and that's generally a thing. But you're absolutely right. With Brooklyn kind of looming out there, you know, potentially the seventh or eighth seed, it's a little hard to know, you know, hey, where's the better spot to finish here? Because, yeah, the last thing you want is, we had this great regular season, and our reward was seven games of dealing with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, two guys who can kind of win, you know, a game or two almost by themselves. And then next thing you know, you're in a series where, you know, if you were 2-7 or 1-8, you didn't really expect to be in. As far as Boston themselves goes, I think they're just going to play it out. And, you know, they're going to do what they can to win games and let it all fall where it may be, because I think they know, like, hey, you start messing around with this stuff a little too early, you might end up in a place you don't want to be. Teams they don't want to play, I think that ideally, and it looks like that would be a second round or later matchup, would be Milwaukee, just because they don't have a great answer for Giannis, just like everybody else in the league. They've had some struggles with the Bucks at times. So I think that's the team. I think the other teams, they feel pretty good about it. I know people may say, wow, really, even Philadelphia, but they've had a lot of success against Philadelphia over the years, and I think they are better positioned to defend Joel Embiid than most. So that's where I think their mindset is right now.
You know, it's funny, you would remember this, Keith. Remember the Raptors and the Celtics? They literally played, bro, like, I don't know, I think it was like 13 in a row, 14 in a row, where they only won on their home court, right? Like,
yeah.
It was literally back and forth. It was like 12, 13 games, guys. It was like, yeah, it's been 4 years of these guys that no one's won on each other's court. And then, you know, they played in the bubble, and then sort of Boston sort of broke through. Boston have, you know, they sort of broken through a little bit. Let me throw the teams at you and just sort of rapid fire buy or sell, all right? Like, you know, in the playoffs, as far as a threat, a real threat is concerned. And I'll sort of share my quick opinion. Like, Miami Heat, legitimate Eastern Conference contenders, in your opinion, buy or sell that?
Yeah, I would buy that as long as they can figure out how to create a little bit easier offense. That's their trouble. But I would buy that because their defense is that good.
I think we agree. The Bucks, obviously, we got to buy. I think they, you know, they're waiting to turn it up a notch. And you've got Giannis, and who matches up with him? Will you agree with that? The Bucks are dangerous as hell, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the team I would pick. If I was going to pick any team in the East that I had to pick to advance to the NBA Finals, it would be the Bucks.
I'm with you. I'm not, listen, as far as the Sixers are concerned, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You talked about them playing Boston, but they can be great. I don't see them being great for three playoff series. It's hard. Harden just got there. We see late in games and close games. There is some trepidation, and, you know, he just doesn't shoot. I don't know. Like, you know, there was the big honeymoon after the first couple of games, and I told people, chill out. He always scores 25 points in his first night with a team. He actually had the same stats all the time, but I do not buy Philadelphia. Like, I'm not really – like, I'm a Raptor fan. I don't even care. We'll play them. Bring them on.
Yeah, I'm more or less with you there. My thing with them is until James Harden and or Joel Embiid, and now it's obviously the pairing of the two, can get through three rounds of the playoffs successfully, which neither one of them has been able to do. Every time they get to that, you know, third round, they fall short. I'm not going to buy into them there. I just think, and they're so dependent on those two guys. If anything happens to either one of them, they're in tough shape. And they really weakened their defense quite a bit. So I'm not fully there with them. Wouldn't be crazy and wouldn't shock me, but I don't have them on that tier with a couple of the other teams.
The Bulls don't beat good teams, as we've seen. It's going to be a problem. They're not playing. You know, I mean, they're trending in the wrong direction, in my opinion. The same with the Cavs. I think injuries are finally starting to catch up to them, and they've got a little bit of a target on their back right now. And you got my Raptors, kids, who are really balling, man. I mean, Siakam is having one of the best years that people are not talking about nationally, in my opinion. I think there is a ceiling with the Raptors, but at the same point in time, I don't think many coaches or teams will say, oh, great, we're playing the Raptors in the first round. I'll tell you that, Keith. They're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Bulls and the Cavs. The Bulls don't play enough defense, so they're not going to go where they wanted to go this year. And the Cavs, it's been a fun, you know, fun regular season story, good step forward year, but tough for them. But, yeah, Toronto, there's two things with them. One is, no one wants to go against Nick Nurse in a series because he's going to come up with some kind of weird, junky defense.
You're right.
Yeah, and it's just going to throw you completely off for however long it takes you to solve it. And then the other thing is, it's just a whole bunch of, other than Fred VanVleet, they basically play a whole bunch of guys who are between 6'6 and 6'9 that are all long, and they all get after it defensively. And that allows them, when VanVleet is on the floor, to make sure they get him in the best possible matchup and those kind of things. So their defense is what's going to be really tough. Their biggest problem is they have these games where they can't hit a shot. And then it all just kind of goes south on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have a couple.
They're not pure scorers. They're athletes. You're right. They're not pure scorers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They need VanVleet to be special, you know, multiple games in a series to drive their offense efficiently. Because, and I'm with you, Pascal Siakam has had a great regular season, but we've seen this a couple times out of him. When asked to be, you know, the number one or number two guy for his team, he hasn't necessarily been able to do that. You know, so that's a little bit of a challenge. So we'll see. But defensively, that's going to keep them in games.
And then we got about a minute and a half left here. What do you think about Brooklyn moving forward? Now that they got Kyrie back, they clearly like each other. There's no animosity. They have a good chemistry. But do they play defense enough? Can these two carry them to the finals? One thing to win a series, can they actually win three playoff series? Now they got Kyrie back full time.
Yeah, you're spot on. They don't play defense enough, but I'm not sure it's going to matter if they play offense well enough. They're positioned to do things in the playoffs, because the playoffs often come down to who can you throw it to go get you a bucket? And that's Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. You have two of the best guys at that in the entire NBA. So they're going to be tough. I think what their challenge will run into is when they run into a team that can slow them down just a little bit, but can also score with them. Like we saw Boston do to them a couple weeks ago, when the Celtics really handled them, late in the game, Jason Tatum went crazy in that game and enough of the other guys showed up. That's going to be the tough thing for the Nets, but it wouldn't shock me if they made a run. I just think they're behind. I have the Bucks, Celtics, and Heat on a different level than the other teams in the East, and I have the Nets kind of in that next group.
Keith, it's always a pleasure. Great insight as always, man. Look forward to breaking it down with you in the future. Man, it's going to be super cool. I can't wait. It's around the corner. NBA playoffs, NBA play-in tournament.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Follow Keith on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA. Always a pleasure, man. Thanks for the time, Keith.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
The Late Night Anger Management class continues. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like us? Bull. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
So Michigan's women's head coach. The Wolverines lose to Louisville. I can tell you, as a Michigan fan, I'm getting pretty sick and tired of losing to Villanova and Louisville in the NCAA tournament, men and women. It never ends, man. It never ends. Lost the national championship game to Villanova. Look at the pattern. Lost the championship game to Villanova. Played Villanova in March Madness. Lost to Villanova. Should have won that game. Still upsets me, actually. Should have won that game. I'm not, like, losing sleep over it, but it's just one of those shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Like, come on, guys. You could have won that game. And then of course, the Michigan men lost to the Louisville Cardinal 9 years ago in the national championship game, and now the Michigan women lose to Louisville in the Elite Eight tonight. I never made it to the Elite Eight. I watched the game. Louisville were always just sort of, 5, 7, 8 points ahead. They ended up covering the number. They were laying 5.5 when it was all said and done. But the game of the night tonight, man, was NC State and UConn. NC State and UConn. One of the best basketball games I've ever seen. I got to tell you, too. I saw like a, during March Madness, they was one of those, send us your favorite March Madness memory. And I'm thinking, best March Madness memory. I'm thinking, I don't know, that Notre Dame women's game a couple of years ago. Like that's actually what I thought about. It's like, I'm a Michigan fan, so yeah, whatever. Beating Seton Hall, Ramil Robinson hitting the free throws, yeah, obviously. But I'm telling you, man, the women's tournament is more entertaining than the men's tournament is. The men's tournament, man, these guys could build a house with all the bricks that they toss. It's bad basketball. It's just called, don't tell me it's good defense. No, it's clank. It's a clank fest. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think Stevie Wonder would, like, hit the rim more than these kids do. So, like, seriously, these kids could fall off, like, a 22nd floor balcony and, like, not hit the ground. I can go on. These kids could go, I could go on. They could manage not to score with a Kardashian, being a basketball player. So the woman, wow. Man, there's been like some thrillers already in this stuff, but I was watching, I had money on UConn money line, and NC State can ball, man. And it was just crazy. It went to double overtime, and just one big shot after another at like, you know what I mean? Was it Paige Beckers? That girl's unbelievable. She reminds me of Larry Bird. Just this pale, pale ghost kid assassin. Like, that, you know, she's got ice in her veins, that girl. Like, just, like, man, she scored, like, she didn't miss in overtime. I think she scored 13 points in overtime. And it's like 6 for 6, free throw line, swish, 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 swish. Like, clutch shots, threes, taking it to the rack. The girls on NC State are down all the time, but they were down by three, like, 13 times, it seemed. Like, with 8 seconds left. Like, it's like, oh, they hit a three. They, oh, they tied it. UConn scored again. Oh, they tied it again. It was like one of those, like, back-and-forth classics. And there was a dude in our chat. I won't say his name earlier. It was on Game Time Decisions. I look in our chat, and we were given picks for the UConn game. And he said, well, I just can't bring myself to bet on women. Can't bring yourself to bet on women. What are you part of the Taliban? I can't bet on women. I don't know. I bet on UFC women all the time. I bet on figure skating. I bet on women's basketball. I bet on women's tennis. Not bet on women. I'm assuming that you have a policy of not sleeping with women, or maybe they have a policy of not sleeping with you. What kind of person in 2022 says, I just can't bet on women's sports if you're a better? Like, if you're better, like, well, I can't bet on women's sports. Like, what are you, Attila the Hun? I thought about it, I looked, and I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Like, I could understand someone saying, I'm not going to bet on the women's tournament. I don't follow women's college basketball. I can live with that take. But I look, the guy goes, I just can't bring myself to bet on women's sports. And the first thing I thought to myself when I was thinking, well, I'm sure they can't bring themselves to sleep with you either. Like, with that kind of, like, I'm thinking, what kind of people are watching our show? It's 2022. You imagine, Matias, like, saying, oh, I don't bet on women's sports? Like, I love betting on women's sports. I love betting on women's soccer. I kill it. Women's tennis. I prefer watching women's tennis to men's tennis. Women's tennis, women's MMA. I didn't go on, you know, women's anything. Like, I don't care. Like, women's men, this, any sport, it doesn't even cross my mind, really. My thing is just, do I know about it, right? I don't want to bet on stuff that I'm like, I really am clueless about. And I wish, yeah, I followed the college, women's college more. But this is where, and I don't want to be all high and mighty and stuff about it, but this is where being a degenerate comes into play. Because it's not completely foreign. It's like, nah, I bet. I mean, when I say I don't bet women's college basketball, I probably bet it about 50 times this year, which would be a lot for people, right? I bet it. But it's one of these things where it takes center stage when, you know, the men aren't playing, right? And that's on us as well. But I'm telling you right now, I watch it all. I watch the, you know what I mean? I watch the CBI, I watch the TBC and the NIT, the March Madness, all this stuff. And the UConn NC State game tonight was as good as any of the men's game that we've seen in the tournament this year. From a quality standpoint, it was actually better. The women actually know how to play basketball. They hit shots. They hit free throws. They know how to pass the ball. It's actually better fundamental basketball. It's more entertaining. I don't know what it is. Like, the games are all close, and these women, man, like, they're under pressure. Like I said, like, I don't remember the girl's name on Notre Dame from a few years ago. It was the same thing, man. Like, she was hitting shot after shot after shot with the game on the line over and over. Like I said, anybody to watch the game, it was an epic battle tonight. UConn survived, like, barely. Yeah, women's hockey. Love betting on women's hockey. Crush it. Don't bet on women's sports. The hell, like I said, I'm not naming the guy's name, at least. I'm not like, hey, you know, this guy. I guess, what's the best word? Like, sexist? I guess that's the best word to use. I mean, like I said, someone's race, gender, sexuality, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm betting on an event if I think I can win money on it. And it's not just betting. Like I said, I had a $503 parlay rocking on the Toronto Raptor and Atlanta Hawks tonight. I knew the Raptors were tied and going back and forth and stuff. And like I said, I had a big play on it. I put $300 on a parlay, was paying back $503. So I had $503 on it. I didn't even watch it. I didn't tune into the Raptor game until like the last 5 minutes, basically. Why? I couldn't look away from the UConn game. It was, dude, I was going to go out after. I did the show. I was like, you know, I'm going to go out and a little walking against Nathan. And it went to overtime, and it went to double overtime. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't leave now. This is like one of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life. I'm not getting up now. And then I won, and I took the in-game over, and I would never have won if it didn't go to overtime. So I got lucky on that. But we won. As I stated, from an entertainment standpoint, it's more entertaining than the men. Like, you're missing out. Like, if you're thinking, oh, I don't watch that, I'm not into it. Well, all right, I guess you don't like sports. See, I'm a sport fan, right? I'm a sport fan. I like the WNBA as well. Problem with the WNBA for me is, though, I lose money on it and it turns me off. Right? So it's not like, oh, I don't like the WNBA. It's not, no. It's like, no, I just lost $2,000 this week betting on the WNBA. I don't want to bet on it. So, and I'm not betting on it now. Right? But it's one of those deals. Like, that's my NBA, my WNBA support is driven by gambling. Like, if the season starts off and I'm doing well, then I'm all in on the WNBA. If the season starts off and I get kicked in the teeth a couple of times, if I get Chris rocked, then I'm like, I'm not betting it. I'm not getting it at WNBA. But you know what? The NBA, I like betting on the WNBA. We figured out we had a decent year in the WNBA. All right, so I just wanted to stand up for the girls. Girl power. Amazing basketball, ladies. Great stuff. Very entertaining. And now they're down to the Final Four. It's going to be awesome. I tell you, there's some, like, these teams are good. And shout out to Sooner Lisa. Shout out to Sooner Lisa in the house. I know she supports all NCAA sport. But, yeah, the women's Final Four, man. Like, South Carolina are really good. All right, like, South Carolina are, like, the favorites. They're really, 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 really good. South Carolina. They've got some big women on that team. they've got some size in the paint, all right? It's hard getting rebounds on them. Like, they're a big athletic team. Like, they're big and nasty. Like, South Carolina, very good. You got UConn, who are whatever. I mean, UConn are the North Carolina and the Lakers and Duke rolled into one of women's college basketball, right? You've got UConn in the mix. The Stanford Cardinal are, you know, people think they're the best team in the country, all right? Like, a lot of people think, well, not, if it's not South Carolina, then it's actually Stanford. Stanford, like, really good as well. And then the Louisville Cardinal are really good. It's going to be epic. We got a great men's and women's Final Four coming up on both ends. And for me, hey, the more basketball, the better. We're going to be betting them all, baby. And it's great we have the coach James Young on with us who coached women's basketball at Monmouth. It was an epic game tonight. Epic game. All right, George Kurtz will join us. Buffalo Sabres came back from 4-0 down. What the hell? That's some crazy-ass stuff right there. Crazy time of the year right now. Crazy time of the year. All right, you know what? We'll throw at Kurtz here, too. Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols. There's a lot of talk about Albert Pujols. Said, all right, great. So this is what the designated hitter is for, right? This is what you did, people. Good for you. Listen, I love Albert Pujols as much as the next guy. All right? He was on the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? Did you watch him play? Have you watched this guy play? Like, this is what the DH is for. Well, let's bring the old guy in so he can get this milestone or, like, stop baseball. And I love Albert Pujols, but if there was no DH in the National League, Albert Pujols is, playing golf tomorrow. God, I'm a jerk. I like you, Albert, but God, it's hard, but hey, you gotta go. Later, bring it.
SportsGrid.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I just realized I'm like a wrestling fan. I was calling out fans. That's me. I'm like a wrestling fan. I bitch about the product, but I watch it. That's me. It's the baseball consumer. Oh, you guys are ruining the game. You're terrible. Oh, yeah, I just put a lot of money on the Dodgers to go over, guys. I love the Mariners. Just ruining it. The bastards, son of a bitches, killing baseball. Can't wait for the season to start. Like, I'm actually mad at myself about my hypocrisy with this. Because I am outraged. But the thing is, they haven't changed all the rules yet. So maybe saner minds will prevail. The DH, whatever. All you losers got your DH now. You happy? As far as Albert Pujols is concerned, listen. It's a great story. I like Albert Pujols. But I watch too much. I've watched too much TV. I've turned into Jim Carrey and that cable guy. Like, TV is molding my mind too much. I realize that, like, you know what I mean? I'm like Spock now. I watch too much Star Trek. It's like I have no emotion. Everything's like, yeah, whatever. That's logical. Even if I get screwed in something, I'm like, yeah, I understand why. It's kind of logical, right? So I've developed Spock syndrome. No emotion and logic. And like Homer Simpson. Remember when Homer becomes a football coach? It's the best line ever. He goes, and now this is the easiest part of any coach's job, the cutting time. Instead of the hardest part, it's the hardest thing I have to do is cut you. Homer's like, this is the easiest part of a coach's job. You're cut. Sorry. I really like your hustle. That's why it's a disappointment. It was tough, but I got to cut you. You're cut. Cut. Even when I got cut, but in hockey, I'm like, yeah, I deserved it. Bring it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.